What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Show friend of the show, my man Rags, David Ragland here, Evansville Purple Aces. I see him in his office right there. Hey, having a good time chilling today. Rags, my man.
What's up, baby?
How things up in Evansville, my brother?
Everything's great. Beautiful weather. Got a year under us, so we're looking forward to year number two.
I hear that, man. And for you, man, what did you like learning the most from your team last year? I know it was a tough year for you, but your guys played hard, man. So what did you learn about your staff and your players, man? Even though it was a tough year, they still stuck with you guys.
Right. There's no quit, which I love. Got to respect that from the staff, from the players, from the fans, from administration. It's all about we found out what was really under the hood in order for us to – in order to fix the problem, you got to know what the problem is. So we really got a chance to figure out what was under the hood, what the real issues were, so we can fix it. And now we have a solid foundation. We're just going to stack days and build upon it.
And Raz, what's good for you, man? You have the backing of the administration and the campus about protecting all these jobs, man. Some of them want you to win right away. We know wins, losses matter. But you have to really build it the right way, because trying to do a quick fix or a fix a flat, like, it's going to break on you eventually, brother. So
absolutely.
I'm thankful that your administration is giving you a chance to build this thing out the right way. I'm going to be patient as you build this foundation the right way and fix the problem that you found last year in that kind of seek and destroy mode. Like, okay, now we know.
Yeah, that's spot on. I mean, I'll tell you what. What the administration, how understanding they are of the situation that we're coming out of. And then a fan base that gets it too. You get into situations and it is, it's instant gratification kind of a error, but understanding that if you want long-term success, you do have to build it the right way. You have to build it with the right people, and the administration, the right people, they allow me to hire a staff that are built the right way, that are built for long-term success. In order to do that, you just have to get the right people around you that have the same mindset, that understand that it's going to take some time, that it's going to take commitment, that we have to just come together and stay focused on the day-to-day mission in order to build the long-time success. So administration's there, fan base there, staff's in place, and we have the right players in place to really make this thing last for a long time.
And I saw you all work, man, at Belmont. Like, let's be real, you all was a basketball being down by 4 points, man. So that's Belmont. At Belmont, where you're not going to get any calls at ever. You know, Snow did a great job. G doing a good job for you, man. Yeah. And he just hired, or just gave my man a little promotion to Roosevelt there. So, man, it's like your guys are putting in the work for you. And have a staff that you can trust that are loyal. That's another thing, too, that they're not out for themselves. They are part of the vision and mission of what you have. And they're an extension of you. And they're not trying to do their own thing. It's about the standards you set. And they've been there for you. I seen that person here myself and know what they're about, man. Kudos to you and your guys for being there for you, man.
Yeah. No, and that's important, man. It's, you know, it's about having some loyalty, some connectivity and continuity. And we have to have it for our players to have it. You know, and then young people are smart, man. They see it, they sniff it out, they know what you're about without you saying it. And as we build the culture, you know, sometimes you have to know who you can win with by learning who you can lose with. And we did plenty of that last year.
more than you want to. Trust me.
More than we wanted to. But it did. It built some resistance, some resilience, and some hunger. And now I see it with the 5 weeks we had in the spring to the 8 weeks we have this summer. And we just finished week number 3, but just an atmosphere, a culture, unrequired amount of work it takes to be a really good player. The guys are in the gym nonstop. Like, I'm in my office right now. It's an off day, but I look out here and there's at least 4 guys in the gym on their own, working on the game, just putting in the work that it takes to be really good. Staff's in there nonstop, you know, just working with guys, connecting with them, just being like, our job is to really develop the student athlete and to make sure they have a great student athlete experience. And our best ability we can have for them is availability. So if we're available, if we're here, if we're like really engulfed in their player development as a student, as a an athlete, as a man, then they're going to get more to us. And that's what we're seeing right now, kind of come to fruition.
And Raz, what I would say about your team, man, even though it was tough last year, your guys played hard throughout. Because they're having that record and they quit. And your guys played hard and was giving the maximum effort every game. The results didn't go your way, but it wasn't because of lack of effort. So that's what I want to commend you on, too. And I appreciate that you were looking at your record, no, but your team was together. They played hard every night. Boy, that team that tapped out and quit.
Yeah. And that's a measure of your character. Like, what's your character like? What's your response like, even in times that aren't going well for you? There were games we started 24-1, and we fought our way back into it. We got beat 50 points. Like, we got beat bad at Belmont, and still throughout that, we just found a way to win the next possession, win the next 4 minutes, or try to win the next possession, or try to win the next 4 minutes. And that's what it's all about. That's how you really measure your character, and that's how you build some resilience is about your response.
And Rags, who are some of the key guys? I saw you brought in some guys, man. Who are some of the key guys you brought in that you want to highlight for the listeners here to kind of watch out for this year, that you expect some big things from on the court for you guys?
Yeah, we have a good group. You know, first I want to highlight our returners. You know, Gage Bob started games for us this year, started as a walk-on, earned a scholarship, and then earned a starting spot. So, man, just his hard work, his ethic, you know, his work ethic, I just want to highlight that. You know, Sekou Kale, he came in from Akron, battled some injuries this year, but another person, just stay resilient. You know, we have a saying, even if you're out, you're still in. And even though he was out, you could always hear his voice, always picking people up, encouraging them, And he's worked really hard this offseason. So I want to just highlight him. And then we're talking about, you know, walk-ons, Cam Gailhausen. Didn't play but minimal minutes, but was always working, picked up 20 pounds of pure muscle. This offseason looks a lot better. A guy that's in the gym on his own right now. Then Yasin Toomey, returning starter, multi-skilled guy that can play, the four, the five, kind of play the point from a bigger position, almost like a, everybody saw the Joker this year and didn't win a championship, but has some similarities of being able to run the point, run the team from his position. But then Kenny Strawbridge is another person returning that was an all-conference third team player, known for scoring, the score from the perimeter, around the basket, kind of mid-post type of player. But those guys coming back are guys that we learned to lose with, that didn't waver, that are just our kind of guys that are going to help our culture. And then help some of the guys that are coming in. Chuck Bailey is highly touted, freshman coming in this year that I think would be good for us. Cameron Hafner is a Division I transfer coming in from Eastern Illinois. Dad was a standout here, Hall of Famer. Cameron was a freshman player of the year in the Ohio Valley Conference. That's good for us. Then Ben Homerkaus is a transfer coming in from Huntington College. That's 6'9", can shoot it, very skilled. Then Antonio Thomas coming in from Kentucky Wesleyan. He's a leader, just not afraid to hear his own voice, point guard, help us lead the team, great work ethic. Then Tanner Cuff coming in from Salt Lake Community College is another person. Just though, all those guys have experience, have Division I experience besides Chuck Bailey. But going to elevate our size, our skill, our leadership, our the voices in the gym that kind of elevate our culture.
And Raz, we're hearing those heights, man, because is how the game is. Being able to switch ability, being versatile, yes. Be able to throw length at people and throw them off, man. That's something even in the NBA that I see. When you throw length at people, it throws them off. You have some length. Yeah. I know this very well. Defensively, you ain't over till you get the rebound. Defensively, yep. That length, you get the rebound, yeah. Get out and run and go. So that height helps the guys can't just jump over you and get a rebound and you still defending another 30 seconds. These guys get tired. So that height and length is going to really help you out a lot, my brother.
Absolutely. We want to hang our hat on defending and rebounding. And, that's what we went out to get. Our staff locked in on size, skill, versatility. And we want to dribble pass and shoot offensively, but we want the size to be able to switch, defend, rebound, finish possessions defensively. And then you just look at our roster. We have multiple guys that are 6'9", multiple guys that are 6'10". We didn't have that before. And our size across the board is going to be different. And our versatility across the board is going to be improved. Looking forward to a fun offseason. Guys sharing the ball, but being able to drill pass, shoot, make good decisions, then also defend, switch, shrink the floor, contest shots, then block out, get the rebound, bound, be one and done, defensively. It'd be fun for our fans to see, and the style of play that equates to winning a good amount of games.
You kind of mentioned it, Rags, Denver and Miami. That's something you probably want to show them on some tape, some clips about. Yeah. This is where we want to be right here, because what you said, those teams are, man. I'm like, those the perfect teams for young men to watch and see, because those guys play the way you all want to play, man. Denver, man, they can switch 1 through 5 and, yep. and cause you trouble, contest like crazy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just watched that in the finals, man. What you talking about, man? We just watched that in the finals, brother.
Well, I mean, you know what? You got to eliminate losing. And by eliminate losing, you have to limit your deficiencies. And if you don't have a ton of flaws offensively, and you can make decisions, and skilled guys can make decisions, you can hit an open shot. We tell the guys, like, keep it simple. Shoot it when you're open, pass when you're not. But if you can make simple basketball plays and decisions, you help yourself offensively. Then if you can defend and people aren't abusing you by your size or by your scheme, and you're able to cover up any type of offensive attack, then limit teams in one shot, man, you got a shot. Definitely the NBA Finals help. You know, Denver is a team, you know, it's all about trends, right? Golden State kind of set a trend with their offensive efficiency and outburst for several years. Denver is starting to show us that, you know, you can keep the versatility, be able to take advantage of people defensively with back cuts and dribble handoffs and dribble keeps and zoom actions and different, just attacks offensively and still shoot the three ball. But then being able to switch and switch multiple positions and switch guards and bigs guards and have like sizes. It's just not being able to find a hole in your offense or defense. That's the best team to have.
No doubt. With Rags, man, I'll see you late point, brother. I will be there, man. So you and G, come on down. And Snow, come on down. I just want to send you out in the gym, absolutely, man. I was going to chat with you, my brother. As soon as I get on my little vacation, I'm coming that way to see you. That was good, my
friend. Hey, enjoy that vacation. You deserve it. You know, you're welcome anytime. Anytime we're in the area, we're hitting you up. And I'll see you down in Lake Point.
All right, brother. You be safe, my guy. See you soon, man.
Absolutely. You too, brother.
All right. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.